it funny? This feeling inside. You know I'm not one of those that can easily hide. You know I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, please be polite, I'd buy us a big house where we both could live. And you can tell everybody that this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, while you're in the world. So excuse me for getting, but these things that I do, you see, I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Oh, Elton John song.
All right!
Thank you. Thank you. It's nice to have a good song written once in a while. Listen, I know some of you might know about a song we cut many years ago. And it's not an oldie because it never came out, but we finally finished it last week. And the song has the same name as an album that we're going to put out. And we're going to do another song on the album because we haven't learned this song. This song is called Student Demonstration Song. Student Demonstration Time. It's the old Riot and Cell Block number 9, but the album's called Surf's Up.
Demonstrations. Demonstrations.
you very much.
That's from our new Surf's Up album.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Thank you all very much, okay?
I just unloosened the wrong screw here. It shows you how screwed up I am. Loosen this one here. Okay.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her head. I hear the sound of a gentle wood on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
Thank you very much. Very much. Are there any requests? It's like white noise. All right, well, we have something anyway. California girls, I think.
Must be English.
I dedicate this to everybody listening in California right now. This is going on live. It's very live here tonight.
You want to hear? Huh? Okay, got it.
Thank you, Bill Graham, very
Thank
much.
You, Bill Graham.
Thank you,
we loved you.
As we watched some of the proceedings on a monitor downstairs, it occurred to me how easily the whole thing could have been televised if the restrictions and problems and uptightness, you know, were not built into such an enormous mountain that few people would dare challenge said mountain. And if the barriers break down, I think we're all in for a whole new concept of what home entertainment can and must be in an electronic culture. You know, very often I think about trying to explain to someone 50 or 75 years ago that you could take a performance by their favorite artist or musician and preserve it on this black piece of plastic and wax, and that they could have this performance in their home whenever they wanted it, just by, you know, merely putting it on this machine. Now, we take that for granted, of course. I mean, records have become as much a part of our lives as breathing. But think of what it is like to explain that to someone. Just as for us, it is almost incomprehensible that, you know, I imagine the next 10 years we'll see live video cassettes of performances, maybe even last night's. Maybe last night's will be one of the first sold in album form, but album will mean something entirely different then, because it'll include the visuals. The closing of the Fillmore, selling for $12.98 in your local record video racks, you know, and that's where we are heading. And last night was a step in that direction.